Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 125 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to ask some what-if questions.
What if gay marriage hadn't been legalized?
I don't know it would have a huge impact on our relationship. I'm pretty sure we'd still be together, even if we weren't compelled to be legally.
Yeah.
But there are, I believe they've estimated, almost 2,000 rights and responsibilities that come automatically with marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to have to hire lawyers for all of those legal documents and everything, it would cost us a fortune.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And even with marriage, there's problems. Just the other day, I got something from the insurance company saying, we need proof that you are my dependent.
Mm-hmm.
That I have to digitize a copy of our marriage certificate and send it to them.
That's so stupid.
It seems completely homophobic to me. If your name was Wendy instead of William, they wouldn't be questioning it whatsoever.
No, I'm not changing my name to Wendy. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no, it is. It's ridiculous. But I agree with you. If my name was a female name, or you know what I mean, it'd be a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
So there wouldn't be any. But you're right. Our life, I don't think our life would change really that much. I mean, I don't see anything changing. I mean,
it is a little bit easier when you meet a stranger and they look at the two of us and, you know, they want to know what our relationship is, and we say we're married. Mm-hmm. They immediately know exactly what that is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, I'm proud to be married to you, too.
Me, too.
So
I'm proud to be married to me.
You love yourself, don't you?
What if Mike Pence had done what Donald Trump asked him to and certified him as president?
Part of me I don't think anything really would happen, because it's all ceremonial anyway, isn't it? When he went in there and read the...
If he certified Trump as president, Trump would be president right now.
I thought it still would have been ceremonial, I thought. I thought it would have been still a midpoint because the people, they already ratified the election. It was all ceremonial.
That was the certification process. And Trump told him to usurp it and declare him
as the president?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it would have sucked.
I'm afraid that there would be all kinds of lawsuits and everything, and it would go to the Supreme Court, and they would decide, and we know what would happen then.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be the same thing if he wins this time.
They've lined up all kinds of lawsuits already, just waiting for the day to happen.
Yeah. Well, they were talking this morning on the Meet the Press that apparently Kamala Harris or the U.S. government has already had, yeah, you know, things lined up where in case she does win and he tries to do any kind of military coup or anything.
I'm sure Washington's locked up as tight as a drum right now.
Oh, yeah. So pretty much anything, if he tries anything, they already have, like, response teams.
And I kind of wonder, she, as vice president, is going to preside over her own victory, I hope.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened before? Surely it has.
Yeah, I imagine so. I
could see that being a lawsuit right there. You were the one that certified yourself as president.
Hmm. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's true. I imagine there's steps to be taken there, or there's someone else besides her.
She has already, I don't know what the word, she's published documents saying that she will not do anything but follow the letter of the law exactly.
Good. Don't you think?
I'm glad we didn't need that with Mike Pence. Somehow he had the integrity
to do what the Constitution
yeah
said was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's good that there's still people in this country that still believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians.
Probably because he's such a goody-goody Christian and he couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah. Probably he wasn't wearing his big boy pants that day either. Mm. So, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
I just had a thought. The whole problem with the presidential election is how complicated the whole process is.
Mm-hmm.
You have people vote, and the state has electors who have to certify the vote and vote the way their party declares. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of state by state.
Mm-hmm.
And each state has a different number of electors.
Yeah, certain amount of power.
It's the number of senators and representatives combined. They have to have that many.
Okay.
And typically, that it's all or nothing. They all vote for one party mm-hmm. or the other. So it's incredibly complicated.
Mm-hmm.
We could solve all of this by changing the law to say simple majority wins.
Popular vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there would be no competition then, because, I mean, well, look how many of the last few presidents would have been different.
Almost all of them.
All of them, yeah.
From Al Gore on down.
Well, besides Barack Obama, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
And those seven swing states, they call them, you know, where it makes all the difference,
mm-hmm.
they have way too much power.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely agree with that. What if you found out you have an identical twin?
I'd be disappointed.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Why? Because you didn't get to spend time with them?
No, because I am a unique individual. There's nobody else in the world like me. And if I found out there was, it would just be disappointing.
Would you really be upset?
A little, yeah.
Really? I don't think I'd give a rat's. I'd be like, okay, cool.
There was, I was looking through the internet, and there was like a blog,
mm-hmm.
and a guy who looks just almost exactly like me, mm-hmm. except for a mole on his face.
Mm-hmm.
That was, it's kind of bizarre.
Was it?
To say, how did that guy get my pictures? But those were his pictures.
Hmm.
And I remember one time I found a picture of a guy that looked just like you.
Hmm.
He was doing a workout.
Hmm.
You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
How many times did you masturbate to that picture?
Oh, I still do.
I love you.
Now, that would be a nice thing about having an identical twin, I think. If he was gay, too, because isn't that a fancy that everyone has to have sex with their twin?
No, I've never thought of that. Never. Hmm. So you'd have sex with yourself?
During the AIDS pandemic, I considered writing a story about a guy who could travel in the past,
mm-hmm.
but only like a week. He could mm-hmm. go back a week, and he could have sex with himself, and it would be completely safe sex because he was only having sex with himself.
Mm. Okay. Kind of.
Also, you'd have to be the type that you like, too.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So, no, I know people have had that fantasy before, and I don't know, I think it'd be weird.
Hmm.
So, yeah, having an identical twin thing, I don't think it really bothered me. I'd be like, I think it'd be more of a, where have you been type of my whole life? You know, why are we meeting now?
Hmm.
You know, if it's that important, then go, if it's not important, crawl back underneath that rock that you came from. So, why are you here now? I guess, I don't know. So, all right.
What if Joe Biden hadn't dropped out of the presidential election?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
At the time when they were asking him to bow out,
mm-hmm.
I was trying not to think about it because mm-hmm. I was hoping that he would just be the lesser of the two evils.
Mm.
It wasn't so much voting for Biden, it was voting against Trump.
Trump, yeah.
Well, now we have, you know, a viable alternative, and
mm-hmm.
I hope it turns out to be a landslide.
Yeah, so do I.
All the polls say it's so close that there might as well not be a poll.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all 50-50, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just really hope she wins. So, yeah, because it's a... It's like you said, it was more voting against Trump than for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I guess we'll find out in less than 2 weeks.
Hmm.
So, okay. What if you saw my face on a wanted poster?
That would explain so much.
Yeah. I'm such a crook. Such a villain, aren't I? If I saw your face on a wanted poster, how much money do they want for you? I guess I'm kidding.
What's the reward?
What's the reward? I don't know. I don't really. I mean, first of all, I'd have to find out what is he wanted for, really? Because yeah, I just can't see you being wanted by the police for anything.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that one day a news reporter is going to be interviewing my coworkers, and they'll say, he was such a quiet guy, yeah. We had no idea.
Mm-hmm. It's normally the quiet guy that does it. So, I know. I wouldn't do anything. I'd probably just ask you about it. Like, hey, what's this?
I go, oh, I have an identical twin.
There you go. That's not me. It's my identical twin. All right. Fair enough. I didn't really know where to go after that.
What if the January 6th insurrection had succeeded?
I'm scared to think about it. It would have ruined the Constitution.
It would have what?
Ruined the Constitution.
Well, and you can't ruin.
It would have ruined everything it stood for.
Yeah. The people who participated in the Boston Tea Party pretty much did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was an insurrection against their government.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that a lot of those people feel like it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The history is written by the victors.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, I mean...
I'm pretty sure that would have ended up in just being decided by the Supreme Court, too.
Yeah.
And it's been so stacked the last few years that we don't really want anything to go to the Supreme Court.
No, it's scary. Why would you want it to go there? Hmm. I mean, you're not going to lose if it's anywhere in between a conservative or left or right issue. You're going
to
lose.
It's not 4-5 anymore. No. It's 3-6.
3-6, yeah. So, yeah, there's just no way to win. So, kind of depressing. Things would be a lot different, I think. I didn't really think we wouldn't be getting ready for this election right now.
It would be so uncertain.
Well, we wouldn't be having this election right now. But I truly believe that. If he did get away with what he tried to get away with on the 6th.
We'd had another Hitler.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He used to say that, you know, we wouldn't be working with Russia to overtake Ukraine right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's countless possibilities. You know what I mean? That's what's so scary about all of this.
Hard to even think about.
Yeah. Very, very upsetting. Here's another one. It's just scary to think about. What if the South had successfully succeeded?
I think the thing that people would go to immediately is slavery. They would. Most people believe that the secession of the South was about slavery. And eventually it was.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning,
it was about states' rights to own slaves. I'm teasing.
There is no method in the Constitution for a state to succeed.
No, okay.
It says that our republic will be forevermore.
Okay.
That there's just no
empty spot.
No coming back. A state can't say, we don't want to be in with you anymore.
Hmm.
It literally says in the Constitution that it's forever.
Okay.
And that was the basis of Lincoln's problem with them, was they were trying to do an unconstitutional thing.
Okay, by leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I never knew that.
Now, if they had succeeded, us here in Kansas, I would probably have succeeded too. The biggest problem in Kansas was, are they going to be a slave state or not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the wars were about.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we live in a city called Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason there is a Wichita and there's a Wichita Falls,
that's because of that.
Is because the Wichita tribe was afraid that Kansas was going to be a slave state, and they left.
No, the tribe left?
Uh-huh.
And they went to Wichita Falls, Texas.
Yeah, which doesn't seem... maybe Texas didn't exist yet?
I don't think they did yet.
Hmm.
But, yeah, and I mean... Well, wasn't Texas considered part of the South?
I would think it would be, but as I said, maybe Texas didn't exist yet at that time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hmm.
We're not experts on any of this. We're just
two guys having fun on a podcast.
Yeah, we're...
So, yeah, don't take anything by our word as... Yeah, because it's not. All right.
What if you figured out your entire life has been an elaborate virtual reality simulation?
I'd be pissed. I'd be mad, I think.
I think it would explain a lot.
Why?
It would explain the speed of light.
Oh. So?
You know, I can see.
No, I don't get the joke.
The speed of light says no object can go faster than the speed of light. So okay. There's all these stars and galaxies in the universe that are so far away that there's no physical way that we could ever reach them.
Okay.
That would limit the simulation to a very small area that you could get to.
Okay.
You know, right now it's the Earth and the Moon and some planets, whatever. If the entire universe, if they tried to simulate the entire universe, it would just be too much.
Mm-hmm.
Too much for a simulation to handle.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. All right.
So, you know, they made a natural limit
to it. Yeah. It's a good way to look at it.
But I can tell you haven't thought about these things like I have.
No, I've not. That's why I sleep at night.
And why I don't.
Uh-huh. What if the Manhattan Project failed?
It's known that the Nazis were working on an atom bomb, but I think it's also been determined that they weren't nearly as far along as everybody thought they were.
Okay. Because that's why we did it, wasn't it, pretty much? It was a race between us and the Nazis, and...
The Manhattan Project was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, they practically took up a whole state.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands of people.
It was in Arizona, right? Or New Mexico?
Don't remember.
It's basically the invention of the atom bomb, right?
Yeah. I remember an interview of a woman who was a calculator. The mathematicians who they didn't have computers yet, so the people who sat down and did the math were called calculators.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were women.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she got an offer to move to Los Alamos.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, this is your pay, and it was huge. But we can't tell you what it is or what you'll be doing or anything, but you just have to go. And she went to the public library and got a book on Los Alamos. And back in those days, it had a little card in it that you you gave to them, you signed your name on it and you gave it to them, mm-hmm. so yeah. they would know to the book that you had the book. Well, all the names of the people who had previously checked out that book were all gone. They had all just disappeared.
Oh, really?
So she knew there was something going on, mm-hmm. something that nobody could talk about.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's, yeah. Did you even check that book out then? Because I don't think I would.
Hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Having the atom bomb, as awful as it is, imagine if we had had to invade Japan, take over their government.
Mm-hmm.
How many losses there would be?
Yeah, thousands and thousands.
Probably more than the bombs.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's the reason we used the bombs on them, because they would not have given up. They would not have. So that's crazy.
Yeah, it took two of them to get the emperor to
bend knee.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Think about that. But yeah, things would be a lot more different, I think. Like that. I mean, mm-hmm. so. I mean, I'd say it. I mean, we could literally still be in the middle of a war. I doubt it, I mean, mm-hmm. there's been 100-year wars, so.
Yeah.
But, you don't want to say, thank God it did happen, but.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. Okay, what if you didn't turn out to be gay?
I can't imagine it. I just can't imagine my life.
Being any way different?
To be heterosexual, my life would be conformity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I could do that.
Okay. That's fair. Sure. That's a good way to put it. So you're happy with the way your life turned out?
Yeah. Being gay makes me a little different than most, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Definitely a unique character. I was going to say flaw. I'm teasing. I love you, Bear. Yeah. I'd be disappointed, I think, because I'm happy with the way my life is. I'm happy with the way my life's turned out.
You could have very easily gone that route.
What? Been straight?
Gotten married to a woman and had 2.3 kids. And...
Yeah. Blah. Well, it's like today when we were at breakfast this morning and those kids were playing, and you're like, oh, you want some? I'm like, no, not so much. They're fun to look at, and they're fun to play with when they're not yours.
And then give them back.
And give them back, but no, I do not. I've never really wanted kids. And there was all the such straight people.
I don't know. I just know that now, there's no way.
Yeah.
Maybe in my 30s when I had more energy and stamina.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's no way I could raise kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It
would kill me.
Bear, you're cracking me up today. All right.
What if the 9/11 terrorist attacks never happened?
We would have the political system would be our politics would be completely clean. We haven't had the Afghan war, the Iraq war,
especially Iraq, because what's his name, Junior, the president,
Bush
Junior, wanted so much to
pick up daddy's pieces.
Yeah. He wanted, there was all this talk about Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. None of that came to pass.
None of it. Not one bit.
And that was, I think, all stemming from those attacks. He wanted to make an enemy.
Mm-hmm. He did. He did. Mm-hmm. And then it spread over to Afghan. And then we were there longer than we were in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
A lot longer. So, yeah, I mean, just think of thousands of people that would have lived.
Yeah.
Song of the Warriors, you know. I mean, I'd say.
For a brief time, it united us. It didn't last.
No, of course. I mean, I hate saying that medical technology would be less than it is now. With war comes better medical technology.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, it's really hard to say. It would be different if
so many thousands of lives would be completely different.
Oh, thousands and thousands of lives, you know. Because you have the 6 degrees of separation. I mean, all around the world. Not just
almost everybody in this country knew somebody.
Somebody or someone.
Something. Was impacted by it directly.
Yeah. So, it's kind of crazy to think about. But you got to think about the butterfly effect that it caused. I mean, look at the wars, and then from the countless casualties of the wars, the whole domino effect of just that act and what it did.
So, just a few people can change the world.
Yeah, for a long time. So, what if you had the ability to physically...
You want me to just say it?
Yes, you just go ahead and do it.
What if you had the ability to psychically make people do whatever they want, or whatever you want?
Like, I know what you're talking about. That'd be kind of neat. But I already get you to do what I want you to do.
You think it would be fun?
Do you want to do it?
Remember that episode of The Twilight Zone with Billy Mummy, where he could do anything and everybody was always smiling and trying to please him and whatever, so they wouldn't be put in the cornfield?
I never saw that, but that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, everybody was walking on eggshells around him all the time because they didn't want to upset him or...
Because they were afraid that he could do that?
Yeah, everyone was afraid of him.
Okay.
And even if I had that ability, and even if people didn't know, if I made somebody like me against their will, how would I ever know
some of that real feeling towards you?
Yeah, the how would I ever know the truth?
Well, because you're not telling them what to do all the time. I see what you mean, but I mean, you'd have to be so out of control telling people what to do all the time.
So you think it would be overwhelming holding all those yeah. things all the time?
Yeah.
I suppose that's a good point.
Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, it's that's why I'm taking it as more of like, hey, Rex, go pick that up for me. And you go over and pick it up.
I would be more like, hey, Elon Musk, give me $1 million.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm just making, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Hey, Rex, feed the cats for me. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So, not controlling them all the time where they get up.
I would think you would always be wondering what those people were truly like because without you controlling them.
Well, if they don't like it, you get more to control. I'm kidding. I'm sounding diabolical. That's so terrible.
I guess you could do a lot of good. You could make everyone in the Middle East like each other.
Well, it'd be like also like today, you can do things like when we were walking up and the guy's sitting in a handicapped park and leaning against the front of his car with music blaring with a handicap thing, leaning against the car. Turn your music off, go park your car in a better spot. That's what I would do. I would do shit like that. And go sit in your car and think about what you just did. And that's what I would do. You know what I mean? I don't think I'd go to like an extreme for most people. but yeah, you know what I mean? That's what I imagine would be like.
Imagine if you could say, Donald Trump, be a good person.
Watch his head explode. I don't think it's impossible to happen. Or it's possible to happen, so. Yeah. All right, here we go. What if your father had not died?
In my case, I don't know that it would be that different. In your case, vastly different.
Yeah, because, I mean, I never came out to my dad. So, things would be different, you know, no doubt about it. I don't know how different they would be or what would be different, per se. But
I remember on our wedding day, I had a a little bit of time alone with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, how would your father have felt about mm-hmm. this day? And she took a long breath and said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how he would have felt mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah.
I think was her way of saying, he wouldn't have been okay with this, but I don't want to say that.
Probably. Yeah. I'd like to say that I think he would be, but part of me says, there's a part of me that says he wouldn't have. I think he would have gotten over it in his day, and he would have gotten over it in his time, but I've never heard about it.
Yeah. My father didn't take it well when I came out to him, but he came around.
Yeah.
I think, he thought of you as the son that he didn't have.
Yeah, we got along. I mean, didn't mm-hmm. know him for very long, but the short time that I did know him, we got along pretty well. So,
guess we have that in common.
Mm-hmm.
The only things we have in common.
Yeah. No.
What if everyone could read everyone else's minds?
I think that would drive you crazy. I would want to know everybody. It would drive me crazy. You want to know what everyone else was thinking?
It could settle some wars, but I think it could cause a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because
if you knew what that person sitting across from you was actually thinking...
Deep down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it would drive me nuts. I think I would want to know. Like everything, you know, like other...
So you're thinking...
I'd be more paranoid.
You don't have to read their minds, but if you had the ability, you couldn't stop yourself from doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah. I'd want to know about everything. Like, you know what I mean? It would drive me nuts wanting to know. Just, it'd be like opening Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
I remember... God, it was a famous person... was asked, what if you could know what somebody truly thinks of you?
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy said, you'd be amazed at how little they think of you.
That's true. That's going to be true, too.
Everybody thinks the universe revolves around them, but
our neighbors.
We're just a tiny, tiny, tiny speck in a huge cosmos.
And not our neighbor.
Hmm.
Okie doke, last one. What if your current boss was replaced by your previous boss? Do you want anybody
I to think that? My current boss is my karma payback for my previous boss.
Hang on. Because you get along with
him. He was just a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah.
And everybody
knew it.
Knew it.
Knew
it. And put up with it.
Yeah. I'm surprised he ever had the job. Or he's still alive. Because he was a terrible human being.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can call him that.
That was the only job where I regularly just wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm. And you stuck
all
it out
the time.
And you stuck it out.
There
for
were times
2 years.
I would call you on the phone and I'd say, I want to quit. Mm-hmm. But I didn't.
No. You stuck it out for what, 2 years? 3 years?
Till their biggest customer dropped.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're even open still.
They were bought by another company.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Good. Hopefully he got fired.
And oh, yeah, his name is not in the company directory. I looked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's gone?
He didn't come with that company.
Oh, good. Good.
Or if he did, he didn't last very long.
Good, because karma's a bitch. He deserves it, so.
What if your current boss was replaced by your previous boss?
Oh,
I know there's not, you can't say too much.
No, I mean, it would suck. I mean, they're both pains in the asses, but the current one's not as bad as the previous one. It's not as crazy as the previous one. So that's all I'm really, really able to say. So, yeah.
So it's not karma so much for you. It's just replaced one person with another.
Yeah, one's super crazy. One's not just as crazy, so. So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it wouldn't bother me that much. Wouldn't change, really wouldn't affect my world at all. Not like yours. So.
Yeah, shudder to think that happened.
All right. What's your favorite joke this week?
What do you call a cow that's had an abortion?
I have no idea.
Decaffeinated.
Oh my God, that's horrible. That is terrible. God damn. You're going to hell for that one. All right. Oh my gosh.
We hope you liked episode 125 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.